Okay, and we're going to go up this half hour somewhere along the wilds of the coast of British Columbia to talk to another remarkable man who has put his life on the line over and over again to try to bring the truth about what's happening to our West Coast, whether you be Canadian or American, and that the government will not tell us under any circumstance, at least not yet. Dana Durnford, who has his own website, nuclearproctologist.org. I got that right, didn't I, Dana?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
I got it. How are you?
It's been a rough ride. Big washing machine. Yeah. Big seas all day today. Is that a good story for everybody, though, I think? I don't know why either, but I've been adamant that I have to go to the Queen Charlotte's for the last 13 weeks.
Something's been driving you. I don't know what it is.
And I didn't know what it was. And I think I understand. This is my opinion only. But we've done the coastline of Canada, the mainland side, folks, and we found spurs and just less than 100 species total throughout the entire coastline.
Out of over 6,500 that ought to be there.
Very visible ones. And another 5,500 or so of invertebrates with the backbones, little shrimp. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really perplexing. The birds were missing. The insects were missing at the end of last summer. And so I get to the Queen Charlotte's, and I've been over here, and I never missed a day. It's been quite amazing, and still got a long way to go. But what I discovered over here was extraordinary. And I couldn't wrap my mind around for the first few days what was going on. I was finding the same species only, nothing new, that I had already found along the coastline of Canada. And the Queen Charlotte, folks, is 50 miles off the islands off the coastline of Canada. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's an archipelago. It's 350 kilometers long.
Right.
And it's all virgin territory. So,
Gorgeous.
Stunning. It's unbelievable. There's no industry anywhere. It's just three little tiny communities. And so I get up here, and we're out in the wilds, 100 miles from Queen Charlotte City, where I'm to right now, and it struck me. I was finding the same species, but I was finding them, in one sense, if you want to call it that way, plentiful in these bays. And it dawned on me that the Charlottes had done pretty good, but they had lost all the other species. But the Charlottes is producing all the babies for the coastline of Canada. That's what it appears to me.
Oh.
There's only 7 starfish that we found on the coastline of Canada, but we find 7 starfish out here and plenty of them. Uh-huh. Now, the divers a couple of days ago found starfish legs, and there was 2 of them, and they were horrified because, and really so, but I mean, the whole seafloor is covered in starfish legs, and a lot of leather starfish in particular.
And just the legs. Really,
just the legs, yeah. I didn't find the body, just the legs everywhere. And they're pretty convinced it's radiation, and they've been following it a little bit. And so, I'm pretty sure, but I won't know till the whole trip is over to prove that theory. And I think we can, easily. I got 2,200 pictures a day. Got harassed by a bunch of teenage sea lions today, about 12 or 14 of them. I got some really good video of them coming right at me, stood up in the water. It was just the most amazing thing imaginable. My dog is...
That's not normal behavior, is it?
No, I've never seen that before. These were stellar teenagers, what they call teenagers, I guess. But the species along the coastline... where I was today, skin cuddle, that was absent of most of the species, but you were finding the two species in particular of starfish and plenty of them for most of it. But it really does confirm it, what we're finding along the coastline of Canada, and just little tiny bits here and little tiny bits there, where it's plentiful out here, and the seeds will come right into that coastline. That's probably why we're finding those particular species. So the fallout, the disposition, as it washed down from the mountains, the west side of the Rocky Mountains, everything came towards the Pacific Ocean. And then, after heavy rains, it could take 2 weeks for all this stuff to make its way down to the coastline.
Right.
And that would make sense. That all got wiped out, but the Queen Charlotte's managed to survive because it's isolated. And when it washed off, it diluted, I guess that's a terrible word, but it was whisked away. There was still major damage here. All the species are missing, except for the same species we already found. But, like, once again, they seem healthy and they seem plentiful, even though the divers did find a seafloor of starfish legs.
Right.
But that is quite interesting to see that, you know, where it appears healthy for those species only, but all those other species. Today there was no whelks to be found anywhere. There was no snails to be found anywhere whatsoever. I couldn't even find one.
Gone.
Like, whelks is extraordinarily popular. Normally you would find millions and millions and millions on each beach on the rock. And all the mussels were missing. And the algae, there's around 20 species of algae, roughly, and a lot of them looks like they're petrified, but they all look really, really bad. They look really unhealthy. And once again, the rocks are bare everywhere else. And so I think that might end up being what happened here, was the coastline got wiped out, but original disposition, this stuff was sticking to the rocks, nothing can grow on the rocks. And British Columbia's Queen Charlotte Islands is seeding the coastline of Canada because starfish in particular that we're talking about are indigenous to British Columbia. And where were they coming from? Well, the Queen Charlotte's 350 miles long. Their seeds are getting washed through the inlets and the islands, the fjords, the 26,000 islands up here. And that's why I was finding the pitlins that we find. And folks don't understand it. In an entire day of hunting at the low tide zone, I could put everything I find in the back of a pickup truck.
Wow.
And you shouldn't be able to do that on any beach, let alone
of course not.
The entire, you know, mile after mile after mile. We're coming up to the anniversary of the fourth year. I guess you guys
2 days of the beginning of the end.
I think it's a sign of good faith. The nuclear industry should hang a whole bunch of TEPCO and from polls, just as a sign of good faith, you know, it's just me, right?
I don't think you have a lot of people arguing about that.
I think they, you know, I don't like to say stuff like that.
No,
even though I would like to hang on to the rope and feel them kicking at the last.
Look how many people they've killed. Look how many species. Look how much sea life.
Shocking.
Every animal has it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I got no remorse for these people, and I'm totally convinced.
Criminal bastards, that's all they are.
Thank you.
The worst. All right, stand by a minute. We'll come right back with Dana Durnford. Okay, and we're back with Dana Durnford, nuclearproctologist.org on the website, and I hope you can get there to that website on the internet and bookmark it and follow his work. When he gets back, eventually, you know, he's going to have a year's worth of work to collate and put up. And I'm hoping that he will be able to produce a documentary about this. None of this BS from the government. They just cannot be allowed to get away with this. All right, so where are you right now tonight?
I just pulled in here to Queen Charlotte City. That's the central of the island.
Big town. Big town.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. I think there's 1,800 people or something.
Oh,
here.
My. Yeah.
That is a big town for this coastline. There's not many up here. It's been a washing machine, extremely tough. There's been a pounding grind.
Yeah.
I just pounded and grind 7 hours to get to port. And it's expensive. It's $500 to fuel up. And then grub is ridiculously expensive because you're...
Why so hard to get to port? Are you fighting against the elements?
The ocean up here is really something. But that boat I got, that's a Coast Guard Zodiac. I mean, if I was out there in an 80-foot boat and it sank, that's the boat they would send out to get me. it's the same boat. It couldn't really... You can't sink it. And then I got another Zodiac on the roof of that thing, and so even if I tried to tip over, I couldn't tip over because I got that pinned on top of the roof.
Very smart.
I was up to the hot springs today. They had an earthquake there last year or the year before, somewhere in the last 2 years, and it drained And so nobody goes there anymore. But if you go hunting around on the shoreline, you'll find the steam coming up, and then you can find big pools of hot water there where you can just... I take a jug and just dip it up and pour it over myself. It was really... I had to come to port anyway just to come to a stop, Jeff. I mean, it's 13 weeks now, nonstop, and I just had to come and tie up to a wharf. And I know there's a little spot right here where the waves can't get at you, and it's just we need a couple of days of sleep and just tie it onto a wharf where I don't have to think about it. And then I can't wait to get back out there. Don't get me wrong. I need to do this. This is really telling, and we need to see the west. Now, the next jump will be the west side when I head back out. And by then, you know, it'll be coming down the inside passage. Today I've seen... Now, since August, folks, I haven't seen a flock, a real flock of birds. Today, I didn't really see a flock of birds, but it was a flock of birds, probably 500 birds on the way back, and there was around 50 eagles. And that's the most eagles I've seen at any given time since August. It's four.
Uh-huh.
And so to see 50 eagles was really impressive.
That's a beautiful sight. Good for you.
That was spectacular. I stopped and got pictures of it. And it looked like they were feeding. I mean, this is something we haven't seen along the entire coastline. We should see that every mile. And I covered a few weeks back, I covered over 700 nautical miles and never seen a single flock. But I should have seen 700 flocks in that mile, if not five times that. Because that's how this coastline used to be, always, no matter where you went. And so all of that is missing. It's just a handful of those species out of 160-odd migratory and 148 residential. There's only a handful throughout the entire coastline, and you're only finding them in tiny groups. And so we're in a lot of trouble. And this industry, you know, maybe the best thing that could happen to us is Abe starts up a nuclear power plant. I think that'll set the entire planet off into a big fireworks. And they're going to do it. They're threatening to do it. They're posturing all the time. But I think that's what will happen, though, is that this planet is ready to erupt. It just needs something to set it off. And, like, my information is not really out there in the context at all. And outside yourself pushing it out there all the time, it's not really getting pushed out there.
And at some point, nobody's pushing. Yeah.
No, nobody pushing except for yourself. And you really truly are pushing. You haven't stopped pushing. You guys do a fantastic job of it, and is one of the very few out there that actually is a, you know, like yourself. Is for some reason, how hard is it, Jeff, to come out and say that what they're doing is not that hard, is it? You know,
no,
you do it all the time.
I don't. I'm very suspicious of some of these people. Others are just lazy. I sit at a desk. You put your life on the line. You're out on the water. So I'm glad to be a part of a small part of what you're doing and do whatever I can.
A huge part of it.
A
huge part.
I mean, you are literally world famous for what you're doing.
Maybe one day, but
well, I'm sure a lot of people think
you're
crazy.
Not me, but the information. Right? I don't care.
I understand.
So much.
We're not in it for ourselves. We know that.
It's not. No, it's irrelevant. It really truly is. I want to finish the trip and put together the presentation, put together an actual true documentary. We certainly got the information.
Dana, you can travel all over the United States and Canada to colleges and put on your presentation.
I will, too. Yeah, no, I won't stop.
Oh, I'll help you promote that all day long.
Thank you, my friend. Like I say, this is turned into what it is because we got no options. Not because we want to do something like this. Not because this was fantasy that, go out and do this, have a whole lot. There's no fun in what I do. It's the most boring thing imaginable. The beaches are empty. It's just unbelievably boring all day. And it's so stressful to raise that money. It's so stressful to keep the operation afloat, to keep everything working all the time. So stressful at nighttime just trying to come to a stop and have a meal and get some sleep and not drag anchor all night long. And have the waves pound you all day and all night, relentless, not to the point where you got to come and tie up to a wharf just to escape it and have a couple of days break. But the urgency of it is not, my brain will not let me stop until we complete it because it has to get done and nobody else is going to do it. And if we don't get the job done, we'll regret that forever. And right now we have succeeded in so many aspects of it. We have rallied together right around this entire planet to pull this off. And it's not, once again, it's not just me, and I always see that when I look around me. It's everybody that contributed constantly to make it happen, to keep it going. And that's the only way, and it just barely keeps itself afloat and going the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid I'm not going to have enough when I give them the bank card to pay something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
and
you've got some, you've got, no, you have some wonderful, truly wonderful people backing you and backing, doing, it's a handful of people doing what the world should be obsessed and worried about, but they're just not.
It's true. It's something they can be proud of, that's for sure. I never let them down. We're not, this is not, this is all business, 100% business, dedication. You say, I don't miss a day that is, if I'm there, I'm going to go no matter how I feel. I get up. I'm up every morning at 5 o'clock waiting for that sun to come up, steaming towards the islands.
Wow.
There's some amazing sunrises.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't wait to get that data. I'm afraid the data, I'm not going to get it. So I'm always anxious. I wake up early and I can't even, it's impossible to sleep in past 6 o'clock. It can't be done.
You have your dog with you, right?
I have my puppy with me. That keeps me busy. I got to take her into the beach, and I cook her each meal. And really, you know, I got to lift her. She's 13 odd years old, so I got to lift her in the boat each time.
Mm-hmm.
Some hard case.
What an amazing dog.
She went after the sea lions.
Oh, tough too.
I'm pretty proud of her. I got it on video. I can't wait to stick it up. There's no internet up here.
Yeah.
There's no internet, so I don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen
a hotel room with dogs?
Dana, have you seen many whales at all?
Well, we did actually. There is a bunch of whales up there in Skin Cuddle. And now, I'm not sure what kind of whales they are. I got quite a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they were slapping their tail. There was, some of the divers up there were saying that they were mink whales, but they don't look like mink whales. They're too big. They're just huge things, 50, 60 feet at least. But there's a lot. I got jumped by Coast Guard this morning. It'll be a long time for you to jump anybody on the beach again.
Uh-huh.
Sell everything you got and get off the coastline routine. That's what I gave them. He said, oh, you know, I heard they're checking for radiation. It's radiation. Look around you. I told him. I said, where's all the species to? You guys are not doing your job. You chased me right up to the beach.
What do you mean he chased you?
I had my big boat parked out there, anchored off, and I had the little Zodiac on the beach. But they came all the way into the beach just to yell out and ask me what I was up to.
Oh, see, like they
so
didn't
I told
know.
Them. No, I told I mean, they went and looked at votenuclearproctologist.org on the side of it. I said, I'm checking for damage from the radiation fallout from Japan. They said, you finding any? I said, everything is missing. I said, what, are you blind? And I named off the species to them. And I think I scared the daylights out of them because they went away. But I never went easy on them. I was pretty angry. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where it came from, but I was angry at these
came
people.
From your soul is where it came from.
I was heartbroken, you know. I was on this beach after beach after beach, and this little group of islands this morning. It was blowing really hard, and I got up tight to it, and I got under the island and got up on the beaches because you couldn't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stunning that I couldn't find anything in the microscopic world or the small world. And so we made it through tonight. My phone made it. Good stuff, folks.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff. Thank you, my friend.
Bless you. Take care. Talk to you next week. All righty. You be well.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Dana Durnford, and he is one remarkable, brave man. Nuclearproctologist.org. Check it out. And when he's done, he's going to have one hell of a documentary. He can go around to colleges, and I hope you'll bring him to your town. All you gotta do is pay his transportation. He'll put on an event that you will not forget. I can guarantee it.